that's coming. I would like to mention a few things. We printed off this special meeting agenda, kind of looking at the last time we did this. Didn't include approving our agenda, first of all. And the other item I'd like to maybe suggest is we have public comments in two places, but if anybody would like to speak, I'd be glad for us to move anyone who's here now to be able to speak before we go into closed session. Okay. If I could have a motion to approve the agenda with that stipulation. You can make a motion.
A motion.
Okay, and then I have a second on the agenda. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, thank you. So that brings us to our public comments, of which I have.
So we have a few for one, and we have a few for six, so maybe we'll just go in order of one, first the ones and then the sixes.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you. So the first one I have here is Leah Wolf. Please.
Black Kimmy, the first one. Hi, good evening, everyone. And so I'll make it very quick. I've been coming since February, and I realized some of these public comments are not effective, and I will explain why, and I would like to see how we can improve this process. So I make a comment, but then I don't get a response. So I don't really understand what's the purpose of my comments if I cannot get a response. Then when I finally make a comment in the agenda item, I get the response, but I don't have an opportunity to respond back, and then I get, you know, I have a little urge to respond, and then I be kicked out. So my question to this board, what can you do to improve the process? Because it would be very effective if we, as people sitting here, we make a comment, you guys respond to us, so we understand what you're trying to say or where you're coming from, and then we can respond and voice our opinions, and we can get a little more understanding. But if I sit there and I cannot respond at all after I made my comments, and you just, it seems that the process is ineffective. So I would like this board moving forward to start thinking about what can we do to improve so we really have a conversation, a dialogue, and it's not, you know, somewhere that you get stuck and we don't have anywhere to go. All right? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And next is Rita McDonald, if you'd come to the mic.
Certainly.
And you can stay up there, Ms. McDonald, because you'll be the next one for item six. So
item six after you guys get back and talk.
You may, if you'd like to stay. We just approved that anyone who was here who would like to speak could certainly speak now, because we don't know how long we'll be in closed session. So I'll leave that at your.
So I have a question. Make my comment about item 6 as well, because I would like to make that comment and maybe
we'll.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Why don't we give Ms. McDonald her opportunity now, and we'll get to that when we get to that.
I'm totally willing to wait for it. Leah, you done?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
so there's, first of all, I want to applaud Leah for her comments about the process here. From a taxpayer standpoint, this is highly frustrating because we don't get any feedback from our comments. You are our elected officials. We put you in this job, and I think you have an obligation to us when we are discharging our opinion to at least respond and give us feedback and allow us to engage in a dialogue with you that's much more proactive than it is right now, which I kind of feel like you guys are the dictators and you don't really listen to us. I'm glad I got your attention, Deb. So moving forward, I hope that you will consider this and consider changing this so we have a dialogue. I think that's very important from this taxpayer's perspective and obviously from Leah's perspective as well. The next thing I'd like to talk about is the selection of the interim superintendent. I feel this is a real key opportunity for change. Now, there's someone, as you all know, I wrote an email to everyone, who's already been in this position, served in this position for 8 years, and that's Peggy Lynch. She did an outstanding job. You guys rehired her all the time, and she was given, everybody loved her, even me. And so I think as in terms of knowing the district, where the district's at, if Peggy Lynch is available, she would be an excellent interim superintendent. And I think in terms of the process going forward, I think it's very important that the parents at the school sites are engaged. I really think it's highly important that whoever is hired, or whoever the finalists are, go out and take questions from the parents at the various school sites, and that should be part of the process so that parents can have input into this whole selection. Maybe not all of the high schools and the middle schools, but several of them, there should be a chance for parents to be involved in this at the district, at the sites. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Wolf, would you like... I'll just jump in. I'm sorry, Ms. Ferguson. Would you like to speak now or wait until the board comes back?
Yeah, I have a similar... Okay.
So this would be your comment for item number 6.
Yes. Okay. So moving forward, selection and hiring and recruiting the superintendent, I think it's important to get the understanding from you guys. What is your process moving forward to make that selection? Where is that information going to be? How are we parents in the community can be helping you in that process? Because I believe this community has a power of expertise and resources that can help in that recruitment, in qualification, in interviewing, or bringing into a certain form where the whole process is transparent. So we can help each other in bringing that person, whoever it is, that can be able to work with the community and set up the vision moving forward, because we are in this economy in an inflection point. This is a different economy, requires different type of vision for this community. So I would like to see what are your steps in order to bring the right person who is innovative, lead with integrity, has great communication skills. I mean, it's a big job to fit in and dealing with parents like us. So I really want to understand what is it, the whole process to make it successful in order to bring that person in. Thank you.
Thank you. Christy Laliotris. Sorry.
Good evening. I'm Christy Laliotris. I'm a parent at Canyon Crest Academy. So I just wanted to say in public comments, I was sad to hear about Eric Dill resigning. I can say that I honestly wasn't surprised given the current climate that I feel that has gone on in our school district and that the personal attacks that he's been subjected to. So I really wasn't surprised. I feel that he's been a strong leader, and I do wish him well in his next, and I've told him personally as well. So I would like to ask the board this evening, what are you planning to do to support a new superintendent in our district so that we don't have to lose two superintendents in 2 years? I think it's really hard. I feel like once you kind of, the first 2 years is sort of a learning curve in a way in a new position. And so I'd really love to see us get someone for a long term. And so I'd like to ask the board what they plan to do to make that happen, how they can support a new superintendent. Right now, the word is that we're not a desirable district to be a superintendent in. I've heard that from people I know that attend, you know, state trainings and things like that. So we're not considered a desirable place because of the climate. And I think that's very unfortunate. We're a top performing district in the state and the country, frankly. So why wouldn't everyone want to work here? And I ask you that question. Why? I don't actually fully understand. I would also like to ask some of the parents that are here tonight that if they would take some recognition in the fact that the constant attacks and the record requests and things like this that are really preventing our staff from doing the work of educating our kids. I wonder if some of the parents that have been attending the regular meetings and attacking both Mr. Dill personally as well as other staff, if they're at least willing to recognize that it's making our district an undesirable place to work. And that's really sad because our kids are amazing. They really, truly are. So I think we have a real problem And I'm asking the board tonight if they can really work together as a team of five to figure out how we can change that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Matthew Wild, please.
I'm Matthew Wheel. I'm also a parent of a CCA student. Christy actually stole most of my thunder, so I have a modest proposal. I think the five of you sitting there, I have to actually exclude Ms. D'Alessandro because she's too close to the issue, but the other four of you know better than anyone what it takes to work together as a board and whether a recall petition, such as the one that's been proposed, is an appropriate action. Mr. Salazar, you've worked with Ms. D'Alessandro. You may not agree with her, but I'd be interested to hear whether you think this is an appropriate maneuver, an appropriate cost, expense for this district to have to incur. And Ms. Muir, of course, I know not everyone agrees with Ms. D'Alessandro on every issue, but the fundamental institutional concern I have is that we create such strife and division that, as Christy said, we're gonna have a hard time attracting a quality candidate to replace Mr. Dill. You all can together speak with a single voice and say this is a district where work can get done, where a superintendent can be supported. I don't know who the new superintendent is going to be, but I do know that he or she is watching you now. And I think it's important that we put the institution above individual petty concerns. You know, Joyce, I don't know if she's going to run next time, but she should finish out her term and then fight for a seat, free election if she wants it. But that's proper order. And I've not seen anything. I went to the website, the kids, the policy informers that California, the CCA website the kids put together. And I was really impressed, and I combed through it, and I tried to find evidence that would support an extraordinary measure, like taking someone out of a seat midterm. I didn't find it. If you don't see it there, I would appreciate it hearing that from you as well. Thank you.
All right. Wendy. Wendy Gum, please.
Good evening. I just wanted to come tonight and say that I hope that, Mr. Dill, I wish you luck in your new position at Santa Clara. I actually think you make a very good CBO, so I think you will do very well up in that district. I also wanted to tell the school board that I think before you set up another superintendent to fail, that you guys sit and determine the vision for this school district going forward. That's your job as a school board, is to set the vision for the district and to put guidance down to the superintendent so he can guide his staff. Mr. Dill has hired some very good people in his executive cabinet, and I think that we have a very good future in this district, but I think it's important for you as a school board and a collective body to actually understand that you need to change your behavior. It's not just about behavior of the community. It's also about your behavior. You need to make sure that you allow a superintendent that comes in that has innovation that can take our district to the next level. It's not about just 20% or 80% of our students. There's 20% of our students that are being left behind. Joyce, I know you feel that focusing on what we do good is the only thing to focus on. I think that's what I read in the article the students wrote in SDA. But unfortunately, our measure of good is how we do the things and how we support the students and the areas that we aren't so good at. So I would like you guys to reflect on that a little bit. Maybe think about bringing in an interim superintendent that has some experience that can help you set a vision so you can get a long-term superintendent starting in the next school year. Thank you.
So, Ms. McDonald, did you want to speak now or did you want to come back after?
I'll come back.
You'll stay?
You.
Okay.
Okay.
You're right. Do we want to go upstairs then?
Yeah, we've set up that room.
Okay.
Okay. All right, if you want to adjourn us into closed session.
Thank you.
Make that official, yes.
Session, and we still have one speaker slip. Rita
but
McDonald.
I thought you guys were going to speak first.
Well,
according to the agenda, Report out of closed session. Okay. So I'd like to hear the report, por favor.
Well, the report is very brief.
Not going to be very excited.
Because there was no action taken. So what we can do is then go to you, just so you understand, we can have your public comment, and then we can have a little discussion about what very generic direction that we've got, but it's not...
Okay, I'm not going to comment then.
Okay. All right. So really where we're at is that we've all agreed that we'd like to keep this process moving along, and so we've given direction to we'll have direction to staff to move forward on trying to get us an interim locally, someone here, or someone that can come serve for us locally doing that, and move as quickly as possible to get RFPs from, I think we've decided, three of the search firms and get that into our hands as quickly as possible and try to make a decision as quickly as possible so that we can start the process. And when we go get with them, part of what they put in their plans is their suggested timelines and how steps. So then you would be seeing specifically what it is we're trying to do in terms of our search. Does that...
Yes, and I think to clarify, we're asking them to get a list of candidates together for interim for us to discuss. And
that are eligible, yeah. Willing, available on their calendars.
And then that will vote on as a board.
We'll have to look at those.
While that's going on, we'll be...
We want both going, right.
Yeah. Simultaneously.
I have a question.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, it's not... The hard thing is I know it's not done as a town hall. This is really just the way Robert's Rules runs a board meeting, is that we really don't have interaction.
What Robert's Rules is all about is that it is a meeting of the board in public. It's not a public meeting of the board. So that's why we are restricted to meeting among ourselves without addressing what is said at the party.
Well, during discussion items, you are able to address, which you do from time to time. But again, it's important for the public to understand that this is the board's meeting and for the board to have their discussion. It's not a back and forth. It's for them to take input and to have their discussion. So.
But this is just the beginning of the process. So what we will be doing is we have a meeting coming up where we will be discussing this in public. Talking about the interim and talking about the superintendent, about the search firm we'll be choosing. So that will all be in public. And we do have a board meeting coming up next week. So
Ms. Frazee will get started.
on top of hiring. So if we are finished with this topic, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. And thank you all for coming this evening.